Proverbs 11:21 says, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." This is a big thing among the wicked, both in a literal and physical sense, as well as in the more general principled sense. When I read or hear this verse of Scripture, several things come to mind in that literal, physical sense of the words, "though hand join in hand." I picture the so-called pride parades, the Sodomites and their Romans 1:32 allies, hand in hand, proud of their sin and defiance of God. And I also picture the Black Lives Matter and Antifa marches denouncing our constitutional republic, attacking law and order, burning the flag, calling for the defunding of police and promoting Marxism and racism, mostly of an anti-white variety. Also picture the NOW, NARAL, Planned Parenthood, Libertarian Democrat Party, and RINO crowd marching hand in hand with apostate Protestant denominations and assorted atheist, agnostic, and Darwinian science and philosophy type groups, all in support of the murder and dismemberment of human children in the wombs of their mothers up to and beyond the moment of delivery. And there are other such marches. But the visual is one of a large number of people joining hand in hand, thinking that the reality of their being in the company of large numbers of people somehow legitimizes their cause. But it's a pure delusion. Whether it was the masses at Sodom, or all but 8 members of the human population in Noah's day, or the masses that'll take the mark of the beast in the coming 7-year tribulation, God will destroy all who rebel against Him. "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished." Sometimes we see these people living their lives and seeming to get away with such rebellion against God and ask with the psalmist, as in Psalm 74:10, "O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever?" But we not only need to remember that we have no idea what God is doing behind the scenes in the personal lives of each and every one of those people and in their hearts, for that matter. We do know they have no peace internally, and they certainly have no peace with God. But we also have to remember that what seems like a lifetime to us is less than a day with God. As Peter explains in 2 Peter 3:8, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." That's why we don't try to take matters into our own hands, unless it becomes a matter of self-defense, defending our own children, our own families, friends and loved ones, or even in response of, acts of war, called today a lot of times acts of terror. We otherwise look for the ultimate and final deliverance. The wicked shall not go unpunished. They can have all the political and pseudo-religious movements they want. They can march in parades 7 days a week, involving the largest crowds possible. But their wicked causes shall eventually fail, and each one of them will not go unpunished. But the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That is a seed not of a physical descent from a certain lineage, but is a seed of faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans 4:16 says, "Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all." And as Galatians 3:29 says, "And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." But the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. In other words, if you belong to Christ, you will be delivered. And our deliverance is an eternal promise with an eternal life in His presence. Otherwise, the wicked, they will not go unpunished.